Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Audio. What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I got a whole Chinese nigga with me.
Hey, this is Chinese best friend. That energy you got, Mike, is like a damn lightning the other day in Los Angeles County. Did you see that in San Diego or no?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was the biggest lightning ever in
history. Yeah, there was a lightning. We was in San Diego shooting a show. We just heard a lot of lightning. The lights went out, actually, at the hotel.
Oh, shit. Got hit by lightning then.
Dog, lights went out, and you know what happens to me in the dark.
You glow in the dark?
Don't be a smart-ass motherfucker.
They couldn't find you?
Exactly.
Holy shit. This is going to be an empty episode of Couples Retreat. Just Miss Rada Darling talking to herself.
I don't like the collar too much on this shirt.
It's too close.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Bobby Brady shit. You know what I mean? Like Bobby Brady wore this. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch. There was Cindy in the name of 77. And the same to that sister. There were three girls that were together, yet they were all alone. There was one day when this fellow met this lady.
I think that's the wrong song, Mike. You have the tone.
That was back in the day. Those were the real fucking shows, man.
Yeah, I watched them.
The Brady Bunch, Cindy. It was Cindy Marshall, and what's the chick in the middle?
Cindy Marshall and...
Cindy was the youngest, Marshall was the oldest. It was the one in the middle that just got no love. Nobody loved her. She couldn't get no dick, couldn't
Big
get
old
no
braces.
Dick. Big braces. She just got no fucking love. Till today, she's probably still a lonely bitch.
Is she still alive?
I'm sure they're still alive. She probably still live at that same fucking house. Man, it's like one floor, you know.
Oh, they still have that house.
It is.
It was for sale 2 years ago.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was on TMZ.
But I like Different Strokes. Different strokes to the world. Everybody got a special kind of story. Everybody's having the same song. It don't matter what you say, but the Different Strokes to the world.
Mike, after Different Strokes, listen to this.
After
Different song, they're going to file a lawsuit against you.
After Different Strokes, Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. It's the Facts of Life. Take the good, take the bad. That's right, motherfuckers. How about the Jeffersons? Moving on up through these earth. You finally got a piece of the pie. Fuck the 80s and 70s, man. Let's talk about right now, 2021.
Mike, I think that COVID vaccine had a big effect on your body today.
Thanks, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, we got to follow.
Well, you know, yeah, I went on a Twitter rant today.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, it was a big issue.
I finally watched Dave Chappelle's special. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched a clip of it.
Just a fucking clip, nigga?
Yeah, just I just want to hear it.
There's nothing else on TV, man. You got to watch Dave. Dave is just about, he's like the funniest one right now.
My God, don't underestimate yourself. I think you're funniest man alive right now.
I know, but I don't have a special. If I had a special, mine would definitely top his. But right now, he has a special. He had like fucking 6-7 of them niggas.
For real?
You know what I mean? His latest one, was funny. It's always funny.
Yeah.
He talked about the baby.
Oh, the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, he talked about the baby having...
having a baby?
No, the baby. What's up with all these baby names? Like little baby, the baby.
Big baby.
Big baby Davis and little baby. And all, in Africa, all the singers are boy.
Yeah.
Fucking Stone Boy.
Stone Boy, Burner Boy.
What's the other boy name, Rada?
Fire Boy.
All these boys. And then there's a kid, Whiskey.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
None of these guys are growing up. The Americans are not growing up. The Africans are not growing up. The Africans are all boys. The Americans are all the baby.
They want to be a baby forever.
What's going to happen when the baby becomes 90 years old? He's going to be the grown up or the old motherfucker?
He'll probably keep his name, Mike, because that will...
Well, I made a post about... Because Dave Chappelle said something about, you know, the baby... how the baby shot and killed somebody.
At Walmart.
The thing about it, did you know that?
Hell no. After that, I Googled it too.
Yes, we all Googled it. Google got very famous today. Okay? I Googled it. I didn't know. And I'm sure the LGBT community did not know either that he killed somebody. Oh. So now Dave said, he said the baby killed somebody.
Yeah.
And didn't get in trouble. His career was still the same.
Yeah.
But then he made fun of a gay person. He made fun of gay people, and then the guy shut him down.
They shut him down.
We got the message. Definitely got the message. But there's another message in there, too. Dave low-key snitched on the baby. He low-key snitched on him because the LGBT community did not know this nigga killed anybody.
Oh, shit.
Now they're going to call him homophobic and a murderer.
Oh, hopefully the one he killed wasn't lesbian.
Chinese best friend. Seriously, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, the guy that he shot.
Wasn't good. Then it wasn't. He shot him in a Walmart fruit aisle.
Fruit aisle.
But oh no, they got. Boy, what's up, friend? The guy tried to rob him.
Rob him.
You know. And one thing I know is about the baby is one. What I like about this guy. This guy has never been Hollywood. This guy, he goes out by himself.
Huh?
Oh yeah, he's a brave kid, man. Because he's hood kid.
He carries a gun everywhere he goes.
But you know, the baby, you are you're a star. You got to have somebody with you.
Yeah.
There'd be nowhere by yourself. And in fact, when I was in Charlotte one time, I went to a store in a mall and the baby was there by himself.
No way.
We shot a little comedic video together.
Oh, that's the one that.
Yeah.
He was trying to attack you.
It was so funny. He has a sense of humor too, man. That's my nigga. But yeah, so I made a post about Dave Chappelle did not help the baby by reminding everybody that he killed somebody because I didn't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know.
I didn't know.
Exactly. You see? So now I'm like, I was like, hi, what?
The first thing I did was Google too.
Yeah, Google got really rich today. We didn't get none of that money either.
Hey, Mike, you went pretty viral. Hollywood Unlocked post you. TMZ post you.
Worst
Shade
Hip-Hop.
Room post you.
Shade Room did not post
Pornhub post you.
Pornhub did not post me.
Mike, yeah, you're trending next to the baby.
I hope not in Pornhub.
Well, I didn't check yet. I usually check.
You have a Pornhub Google account?
No, everybody have that.
All right, what else going on? Some other things went on.
What did Dave Chappelle say, Michael Blackson?
You know what? He hasn't said nothing yet. I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'm going to see him tomorrow, and I'm going to call him a snitch. You snitch on the baby, my nigga.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Soccer Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Soccer. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Soccer Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I actually just did a pay-per-view event. I did a celebrity boxing match with Peter Guns.
Y'all fought?
Yeah, we fought in Atlantic City.
Y'all was an undercard for somebody else?
No, we were the headliners.
For real?
Yeah, we headlined the card. It was the co-headlines. It was me versus Peter and then Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter. So we were the co-headlines. And we just did that whole pay-per-view shit. And
what the fuck? How was that? Who won the fight, first of all?
I did, yeah.
But Google that shit. Make sure.
Google it, man.
So what? Are you guys really hitting each other?
Yeah. No, and the funny thing was that we spoke. Peter's like my big brother. I love Peter Guns. You know what I mean? And we spoke prior to this shit. And we was like, yo, man, we just going to, you know, play it around, give a good show for the people. This was the conversation. He literally, like, came to my room early that day, yeah. And we was chilling. We even had a shot together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, all right, cool. The fucking bell rings.
Bum, bum,
we
bum.
Walk in. As soon as I'm like, okay, cool. I'm playing over here like Cassius Clay shit. Peter just comes because he had Roy Jones Jr. training him.
So
he just came with some slide move and just, and I said, wow, that really hurt. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of friend is this?
He hit me hard. And I said, so I grabbed him in the first round. I said, Peter, you want to fight? That's it, because we have to fight. You hit me hard. And he said, yo, Cisco, let's just fight, bro.
Damn, shit.
Fucking guy, man. So now we're fighting. You know what I mean? Like, for real. You know? But it was a dope experience.
How much did you make? Did you know?
Nothing. It was the fucking... So here's the deal with pay-per-view.
You got punched in the face for free?
I didn't work for free, but...
It wasn't great money.
Let's just say, no, it wasn't great money. And let's just say this, the pay-per-view game is really fucking funny. Like, you really got to be on top of that shit. Because what it is it's recoupable against all the expenses that put into those boxing matches, those events. So they got to get all that shit back first, the promotion company, and then you'll get the percentage off of whatever the profits are, you know, so.
Do you think reality need a union, like a SAG-AFTRA type of thing?
Absolutely.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
It's disrespectful. We just shot, and I know Mike did too. Mm-hmm. Mike just shot a show. Mike and Ryder shot a show with the same network at the same resort in the same place.
Same resort?
Yeah, right after us. He took my room.
When he left, I moved into his room.
Yeah, really? They said, no, because I was trying to stay more. Like, Stevie J had Faith over, and they went and rented boats and shit. So people started, like, because we were on quarantine and isolation for weeks, you know, shooting the show. So we couldn't go, we couldn't interact with the other side of the resort. We couldn't leave the resort. So by the time they wrapped it, we was like so ready to just fucking just hang out and party.
Yeah.
Everybody started staying late and like staying the extra day so we could, you know, do jet skis and pool and boats and shit. So I'm staying, and I'm the last person there. And they're like, yo, you got to go, because Michael Blackson is waiting. You know what I'm saying? He's waiting for the room. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Mike's my man. Told him, just come upstairs, man. We'll share the room. You know what I mean? I don't want, I swear. They tell you, ask Mimi, the showrunner, Paris. I don't want to leave. They're like, you got to go.
I would have let you stay on Sofa City. You could have stayed on the sofa. Because like, it was a big suite. So it was like a big living room with a dining room and a sofa. And then it's a bedroom. So me and Rado took the bedroom. Who did have him stay in the living room?
I wasn't going to be in there anyway, man. I was going to be out there, you know, getting fucking boats and shit.
You should have texted me, nigga. I would have made sure.
Nah.
So like, where did you end up staying? In Holiday Inn?
No. So what happened was I left. And the network sent the driver for me. I'm on my way to the airport. And I get halfway to the airport, and I'm like, you know what? I love it out here in California. I said, I'm going to get an apartment out here.
For real?
So I called the showrunner. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you reroute this car and take me to L.A.?
Damn.
I'm going to go to L.A. for 2 days and look for an apartment. And he's like, okay, cool. And they rerouted it. And that was 14 days ago.
Wow, you're still here.
I'm still here.
Are you going to be here forever, sir?
No, I really got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you got to get out.
I got to get out of here.
But no, L.A. is pretty cool. You know what I mean? What I talk about L.A. is like, it's not an easy place to live for an entertainer. I mean, it's very expensive. You know, just like, you know, and L.A. people come to L.A. A lot of the models come from like Wyoming, Idaho. They be the baddest bitches. They be the baddest bitches in the state. When they come to L.A., they probably be the second ugliest. You know what I mean? So L.A. is not an easy place. You know, just as many people that come, people turn around every day. You know, but during the pandemic, a lot of apartments got cheap. So, you know, if you want a place, better hop on it now because.
That's what Mike told me last night. So Mike says to me, because I'm telling him, you know, I'm like, I'm having like a little heart-to-heart with him. I'm like, yo, Mike, I feel like I need to be out here. And he's like, yeah, nigga, but make sure, you know, you set up some shit and you're doing some things. He said, because I seen a lot of niggas come out here and go broke real fast.
Yeah, they become the homeless
this
in
nigga
the street.
This motherfucker told me he spent 20 grand what? Between food, this and that, just been here for fucking 14
Whoa.
Days. Ain't no joke.
You're going to go broke. You spend that kind of money.
That's what I got to get out of here.
That's a whole year's worth of rent.
After a few fucking boa and katanas and fucking Mr. Chow, your fucking family members.
They should give you for free.
I know, you would think
so. You gotta call them and be like, hey, I'm coming down.
Hollywood don't give a fuck. Mel Gibson have to pay for his fucking food, okay? I don't give a fuck about this Puerto Rican nigga.
Just say you're from the movie Friday.
No, but you know what's so funny? He's right, though. Like, it's really, I would really say that LA's the one place. For the most part, they really don't give a fuck who you are.
They don't give a fuck who you
that
are.
That shit works everywhere. Miami, yeah. New York, Atlanta. You could just, and it's like, oh shit, he's here. Yeah. And then people get excited and they want pictures and autographs, all type of shit. LA, people will be like, I fuck him. There's no seats available. You gotta wait an hour.
We don't give a fuck. Fucking Denzel is waiting in line too, motherfucker. LA is so expensive, everybody has a fucking roommate. Denzel Washington has a roommate. Seriously, man, this nigga. It's sharing $6,600 a month with another nigga.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.